My dear viewers of Madani Channel, our Prophet, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, the last Prophet sent to mankind. He is a mercy sent to the universe. And the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, during his life, he cared about his ummah. He showed mercy and compassion towards his ummah. Inshallah, I'm going to mention a few incidents, a few points in which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam took care of his ummah. Number one, due to the difficulty of the weak, the sick, and the laborers from the ummah would face, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam did not delay Isha Salah till 1/3 of the night, because it would have been difficult for the weak and the laborers to attend Jamaat. Number two, out of concern for the weak, the sick, and children, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gave command to not make your recitation long in Salah. Number three, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam did not always offer the nawafil at night, as he was afraid that it may become farz upon the ummah. And if it became farz, he knew that it would be difficult for the ummah to read nafal nawafil at night time. Number four, due to the ummah falling into difficulty, he forbade them from observing the fast of Sawmul Wisal, i.e. fasting consecutively with no break, with no food and drink, fasting 2 days, 3 days with no break. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forbade the ummah from doing this. Number five, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not make Hajj farz every year, as he knew that it would be difficult for the ummah to do Hajj every year. Number six, showing compassion towards the Muslims, he ordered Ramal, i.e. walking swiftly, only in the first three rounds of Tawaf. Number seven, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would stay awake the entire night and remain engaged in worship, and would plead earnestly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the forgiveness of this ummah. This is our Prophet. This is the Prophet of compassion, the Prophet of mercy. And we need to reflect upon us ourselves that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam has shown us so much mercy and compassion. And are we fulfilling those commandments sent forward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.